I didn't realize I was wasting $415 a month until I downloaded Rocket Money. I thought I had my finances under control until the app laid out all my spending and categorized it for me. Takeout, shopping, and unused subscriptions were quietly draining my account. And as a result, my savings took a backseat. But Rocket Money doesn't just tell you what you're wasting money on. It takes action to save you money. First, the app looks at your income and monthly expenses and calculates how much you can safely spend each day to stay under budget. Rocket Money also finds and cancels unwanted subscriptions for you and even negotiates better rates on your bills, so you have more money in your pocket. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. It's time to simplify your finances and take control of your money. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Hey, it's Cole Swindell, and when I spend 200 days a year rolling down the highway, the bus can start to feel smaller than a guitar case. Everyone wonders how I stay chill while the hours crawl by. Truth is, one good luck spent on Chumba, and suddenly the trip feels a whole lot shorter. Finding your space, even when there isn't much to spare. Need some chill? Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus TNCs apply. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Want to feel more confident with your finances this year? If you have 60 seconds, I can show you how quick and easy it is to start building healthy money habits that could last you the entire year just by using Rocket Money. Step 1, download Rocket Money. Step 2, link all your accounts and see your entire spending picture, your subscriptions, your upcoming bills, your due dates, everything. Step 3, tap a subscription you don't use and cancel it. Boom! That's money back every single month. Step 4, create a financial goal for something you want to save for, whether it be a vacation, a retirement account, or a pet's birthday. We don't judge. Now let the app automatically move small amounts of cash towards your goal. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you saved. Similar to the over 10 million members on the app that have saved up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Use the savings challenge as one step closer to feeling better about your finances today at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. One more time, it's rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Bubba Wallace here from 2311 Racing. You know what's slower than a pace car? Waiting at the car wash. That's when I fire up Chumba Casino. It turns those slow minutes into fast fun. With new games every week, you'll never get bored. Next time you're stuck in the slow lane, speed up with Chumba. Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Midnight has passed. And in the stillness of these hours, the hauntings are never silent. This is Real Ghost Stories Online. After midnight.
She had never been the kind of child who feared the dark. That was the detail she returned to most often, years later, when she tried to make sense of what unsettled her. Not everyone who grows up to tell strange stories begins as a nervous or imaginative child. Some start out calm, grounded, even skeptical by nature. She was one of those. As a kid, she slept easily, wandered the house at night without a second thought, and never believed in monsters hiding beneath the bed or ghosts lurking in corners. Fear to her had always seemed like something learned rather than instinctive. That changed when she was 12. The move itself should have been unremarkable. Her parents relocated the family into a new house, one that sat beside a narrow wooded strip and a small parking lot. Beyond that stood a church, and behind the church, a cemetery. The graveyard wasn't ancient or particularly dramatic, just rows of headstones bordered by trees and grass. Her maternal grandfather was buried there, along with his parents. It felt familiar rather than ominous, more like a quiet extension of the neighborhood than a place to avoid. At least, that's how she felt at first. The first experience came only a couple of months after the move. She never called it supernatural, not even now, because she couldn't honestly say what it was. She was young, emotionally unsettled from changing schools, and living in a household that carried its own steady tension. Stress alone could explain a lot. Even so, the memory never softened with time. She woke in the middle of the night without knowing why. The room was dark but familiar, and she was just alert enough to notice someone standing at the foot of her bed. It looked exactly like her younger brother. He was about 10 then, 2 years younger than her, and she assumed he'd had a bad dream and come looking for comfort. That made sense. What didn't make sense was that he didn't move, didn't speak, didn't even look at her. He simply stood there facing forward as though he were looking past her rather than at her. The longer it went on, the more wrong it felt. Seconds stretched uncomfortably. She called his name. The moment she did, whatever had been there wasn't anymore. There was no fade, no movement, no sense of departure. One instant it existed, the next it didn't. She didn't scream. She didn't run. She lay frozen, heart racing, telling herself she'd been half asleep. A dream. A trick of the brain. That explanation worked well enough in the dark. It worked less well in the morning. That house became a place she couldn't relax in. She lived there from early adolescence until the day she graduated high school. And during those years, the sense of unease never fully lifted. It didn't matter whether she was alone or surrounded by family. The feeling was constant, like a low electrical hum beneath everything else. She stopped sleeping well. Some nights she lay awake for hours, staring at the ceiling, afraid to turn her back on the room. Other nights she drifted off only to wake again and again for no clear reason. There were nights when she woke repeatedly at the exact same interval. She remembered the first time clearly because she'd always believed that stories like that were exaggerations, patterns imposed after the fact. That night she woke at 2:17 a.m. She checked the clock, out of boredom, more than concern. When she fell asleep again and woke the next time, the red digital numbers read 3:17, then 4:17, then 5:17. Each time she woke with the same uneasy clarity, as though something had pulled her up to the surface of consciousness rather than chance. It didn't happen every night. That somehow made it worse. During the day, she sought refuge in the cemetery. It started innocently enough. There was a particular headstone she liked, not connected to her family. It was old, weathered, and sat in a spot where the sunlight filtered through the trees in a way that felt peaceful rather than somber. She would bring a book or her diary and sit there for hours, writing or reading, feeling calmer than she ever did inside the house. The irony wasn't lost on her even then. The place most people avoided was the only one where she felt genuinely alone. Eventually, desperation set in. One evening, after another sleepless night and another day spent on edge for reasons she couldn't articulate, she went to that stone and broke down. She cried openly and spoke out loud, something she'd never done before. She begged whatever might be responsible, if anything was responsible at all, to leave her alone. She promised she would keep visiting, would sit quietly, would respect the place, if only she could feel safe in her own home again. She never decided whether she believed she was speaking to anything real, but for a while it worked. The oppressive feeling eased. She slept better. The constant tension dulled into something manageable. She told herself it was psychological, that the act of confronting her fear had simply calmed her mind. That explanation satisfied her until she stopped visiting the cemetery altogether. The thought of it began to unsettle her again, and once she stayed away, the unease returned. From there, things unraveled, and she avoided home whenever possible. She stayed out late, slept at friends' houses, numbed herself however she could. Smoking came first, then substances she barely remembers now. Anything that kept her from lying awake in that room, listening to the silence and waiting for it to break. She only had one other visual experience in that house, and even that one she refuses to define. She woke in the middle of the night, rolled over toward the wall, and was suddenly overwhelmed with terror for no identifiable reason. She thought she saw a woman's face in the corner of the room, though the memory is indistinct. What bothers her isn't the image itself, but the timing. Days earlier, she and a friend, out of boredom and teenage curiosity, had tried to hold a mock seance. Nothing had happened then, and she'd laughed it off. That was the only time she ever wondered if curiosity itself could be a kind of invitation. She moved out as soon as she could, graduated high school, packed her things, and never slept in that room again. Years later, she lives with her husband and son in a different house. She functions well. She works, parents, laughs, and carries on as anyone else does. But comfort has become rare. Even now, she struggles to sleep with her back to the room. Even now, she sometimes wakes with that old alertness, as if her body has learned something her mind still refuses to accept. She tells herself she doesn't believe in spirits. But belief, she's learned, is not the same thing as certainty. Adulthood didn't erase what the house had taught her. It only buried it under routines and responsibilities. She told herself she had outgrown fear, that the years between then and now, marriage, motherhood, medical trauma, the ordinary grind of living, had rewritten her nervous system. She was older, more rational, more experienced with things that could actually hurt you. Ghost stories felt childish by comparison, and yet despite all of that, she noticed something unsettling when they moved into the new house. She was never fully alone. That realization came slowly, the way mold creeps across a wall before you notice it. At first, she blamed the house itself. Every building makes noise, pipes tick, floors settle, electricity flickers. Old habits from that other place lingered in her body, and she assumed she was projecting them onto neutral sounds. The first few months passed without incident. She even thought, briefly, that this might be one of the rare places where she could finally relax. Then came the light. Her son's room had a persistent electrical problem. The overhead fixture flickered occasionally, nothing dramatic at first, just a stutter of dimness every now and then. She made a mental note to mention it to her husband, who shrugged and said they'd get around to it. Electricians were expensive. The house was old enough that quirks were expected. But the flickering worsened. It became constant when the light was on, dimming and brightening in an erratic rhythm that grated on her nerves. She found herself standing in the doorway more often than necessary, watching it, irritated beyond what the situation warranted. It felt personal, though she couldn't have explained why. One afternoon after a particularly exhausting day, she snapped, "Would you stop that, please?" The words came out without planning, sharp with frustration. The light flickered rapidly, three quick flashes, then steadied. Perfectly. It stayed that way. She stood there longer than she meant to, heart beating faster than it should have. Coincidences happen, faulty wiring can resolve, temporarily. She knew that. She repeated it to herself while she left the room, while she made dinner, while she put her son to bed. Over the next few weeks, she kept half-watching the fixture every time it was on. It didn't flicker again. What replaced it was harder to define. She began noticing movement at the edge of her vision, never straight on, never when she turned her head in time to catch it. Just quick impressions, shadows where there shouldn't be shadows, something darker than the room slipping out of sight when she tried to focus. It didn't frighten her the way it once would have. Instead, it unsettled her in a quieter way, like realizing you're being watched by someone who has no intention of announcing themselves. The old habits returned, sleeping lightly, waking often, keeping track of where her husband was in the house without consciously trying. One morning, early enough that the light through the blinds was still gray, she lay beside her son and stared at the ceiling. For no reason she could name, she opened her eyes wider and saw something hovering in front of her, round, black, and translucent. Not a shape so much as an absence, like a hole cut into the air. It lingered for a second, maybe two, then vanished. She immediately reached for logic. Years earlier, she had suffered a brain hemorrhage caused by an AVM. Recovery had been long and unpredictable. There had been visual disturbances during that period, moments when darkness crept in from the edges of her sight, when nothing looked quite real for a few seconds after waking. Doctors had warned her that not all effects were permanent, but some could reappear under stress or fatigue. This had to be that. She repeated it like a mantra, even as her skin prickled with the same alertness she'd known as a teenager. The difference now was that she didn't cry. She didn't flee. She watched herself react, curious and uneasy in equal measure. What troubled her most wasn't fear, but pattern. The sensations weren't random. They felt responsive. The light stopped when she asked. The shadows appeared after, as if something had adjusted rather than retreated. She told herself that belief itself could create patterns where none existed. The mind wants coherence. It stitches unrelated events together until they resemble intention. She'd read enough about psychology to know that. Enough about trauma, too, to recognize how early fear can reshape perception. And yet, late one night after her husband had gone to bed, she sat alone in the living room with only the television for company. The house felt heavy, the way it does just before a storm. She caught herself listening, not to anything in particular, just listening. That was when she realized she could no longer tell whether the tension came from memory or from the room itself. She thought back to the cemetery, to the stone she'd chosen, to the way she'd spoken aloud without knowing to whom. What if the relief she'd felt back then wasn't comfort, but compliance? What if she hadn't driven anything away, only negotiated terms she didn't understand? The idea angered her more than it frightened her. She had spent her life trying to be reasonable, skeptical, grounded. She had dismissed experiences that others might have clung to as proof. She had buried belief so deeply that even now she hesitated to acknowledge it. If something was present, if there truly was something beyond coincidence and wiring faults and damaged neurons, it hadn't forced itself into her worldview. It had waited. That, she realized, was what unsettled her most. Whatever this was, it didn't need her to believe. The hardest thing to admit wasn't that something might be there. It was that if it was, it had never needed to announce itself. She began to wonder if belief was the wrong framework entirely. Belief suggested choice, acceptance or rejection, faith or doubt. What she was experiencing felt older and more indifferent than that, like gravity, like weather. It didn't care whether she acknowledged it. It simply behaved according to rules she didn't understand. Once that thought took root, the house changed again. Not in sound or sight, but in tone. The shadows at the edges of her vision became less frequent, but more precise. They no longer felt random. They appeared when she was tired, when she was overwhelmed, when her guard was down. It was never dramatic, never obvious enough to point to and say they're that. It was subtle enough that she could still dismiss it if she wanted to. She noticed something else, too. She felt watched only when she tried not to think about it. On nights when she lay awake, replaying her childhood, cataloging the strange moments in that house, by the cemetery, the air felt neutral, empty. But on the nights she convinced herself she was fine. When she scrolled her phone, half asleep, pretending she was relaxed, that was when the unease crept back in. Like a pressure behind the eyes, like the sense of someone standing just outside her field of vision, waiting for her to look away again. She never spoke to it directly after the light incident. That scared her more than anything else she could imagine doing. She had learned young that attention mattered, that fear fed something, that acknowledgement could be interpreted as invitation. Even now, decades later, those instincts remain sharp. If something was present, she wasn't going to give it a name. Names made things real in ways that were hard to undo. Still, the question lingered. Had she shut herself down years ago out of fear or survival? The brain hemorrhage complicated everything. Doctors had told her that trauma rewires perception, that the mind learns to protect itself by narrowing what it allows in. She wondered if the black shape she'd seen that morning was neurological residue, or something slipping through a crack that had briefly reopened. Both explanations were terrifying in different ways. One meant her mind could no longer be trusted. The other meant it never had been as closed as she thought. She started keeping quiet notes, not written, just mental. Times when the house felt heavier. Times when her son slept more restlessly. Times when she caught herself reacting before she consciously noticed anything was wrong. She didn't want proof. She wanted understanding, an understanding she knew didn't always arrive in the form of answers. Weeks passed, nothing escalated, nothing resolved. The light in her son's room stayed steady. The glimpses continued, sporadic and fleeting. The feeling of being observed remained, faint but persistent, like background noise you stop noticing until it goes silent. And that silence never came. One evening, standing alone in the kitchen, she realized something that stopped her cold. She wasn't afraid of it anymore. She was afraid of what might happen if she stopped being afraid. Fear had been her boundary, her warning system, her way of keeping distance between herself and whatever had brushed against her life since childhood. Skepticism had been the adult version of the same defense, cleaner, more respectable, but no less protective. If she let that go, even a little, what would she become aware of? What would become aware of her? She didn't want to open doors. She didn't want answers that couldn't be unlearned. She had a child to protect now, a life that required presence, not vigilance. So she chose the only compromise that felt safe. She acknowledged uncertainty, not belief, not denial, just the acceptance that there might be more happening than she could measure or name, and that she didn't need to solve it. That night, lying in bed with her back to the room, she slept more deeply than she had in years. She still doesn't know whether something shares the house with her family. She still doesn't know whether the girl in the cemetery, the thing at the foot of her childhood bed, the face in the corner of her teenage room, and the movement in her peripheral vision are connected. Or if they ever were. What she knows is this. Whatever has followed her through her life has never forced itself into the light. It has waited. And she suspects quietly, carefully, that it always will.
Want more real ghost stories? Then press subscribe now so you don't miss any of the multiple new ghost stories we drop for you every day. Only here at Real Ghost Stories Online.
The number one resolution for people last year was to save more money, but nearly half gave up by February. Don't let that be you. Download Rocket Money to reach your financial goals this year. Track your spending, cut waste, and automate savings in one simple app. Rocket Money shows you all your expenses and categorizes them so you know exactly where your money's going and where you're overspending. From there, the app cuts waste by canceling your unused subscriptions and lowering your bills. No customer service needed. With that money freed up, the app will automatically set some cash aside for your goals, whether it's an emergency fund, paying off debt, or saving for vacation. Rocket Money's got you covered. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. And on average, users can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Make saving money a priority this year. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
It is Ryan Seacrest here. There was a recent social media trend which consisted of flying on a plane with no music, no movies, no entertainment. But a better trend would be going to ChumbaCasino.com. It's like having a mini social casino in your pocket. Chumba Casino has over 100 online casino-style games, all absolutely free. It's the most fun you can have online and on a plane. So grab your free welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
The holidays are expensive. You're paying for gifts, travel, decorations, food, and before you know it, you've blown way past what you were planning to spend. Don't start the new year off with bad money vibes. Download Rocket Money to stay on top of your finances. The app pulls your income, expenses, and upcoming charges into one place so you can get the clearest picture of your money. It shows how much to set aside for bills and how much is safe to spend for the month so you can spend with confidence. No guesswork needed. Get alerts before bills hit, track budgets, and see every subscription you're paying for. Rocket Money also finds extra ways to save you money by canceling subscriptions you're not using and negotiating lower bills for you. On average, Rocket Money users can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Start the year off right by taking control of your finances. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Game night's fun until someone spends 5 minutes lining up one shot. Chalk, breathe, rechalk. Still aiming. While they figure it out, I fire up Chumba Casino. I can spin anywhere, anytime, and there's always a new social casino game every week. Spins happen way faster than that shot. Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
I didn't realize I was wasting $415 a month until I downloaded Rocket Money. I thought I had my finances under control until the app laid out all my spending and categorized it for me. Takeout, shopping, and unused subscriptions were quietly draining my account. And as a result, my savings took a backseat. But Rocket Money doesn't just tell you what you're wasting money on. It takes action to save you money. First, the app looks at your income and monthly expenses and calculates how much you can safely spend each day to stay under budget. Rocket Money also finds and cancels unwanted subscriptions for you and even negotiates better rates on your bills, so you have more money in your pocket. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. It's time to simplify your finances and take control of your money. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Hey, it's Cole Swindell, and when I spend 200 days a year rolling down the highway, the bus can start to feel smaller than a guitar case. Everyone wonders how I stay chill while the hours crawl by. Truth is, one good luck spent on Chumba, and suddenly the trip feels a whole lot shorter. Finding your space, even when there isn't much to spare. Need some chill? Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus TNCs apply. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
The number one resolution for people last year was to save more money, but nearly half gave up by February. Don't let that be you. Download Rocket Money to reach your financial goals this year. Track your spending, cut waste, and automate savings in one simple app. Rocket Money shows you all your expenses and categorizes them so you know exactly where your money's going and where you're overspending. From there, the app cuts waste by canceling your unused subscriptions and lowering your bills. No customer service needed. With that money freed up, the app will automatically set some cash aside for your goals, whether it's an emergency fund, paying off debt, or saving for vacation. Rocket Money's got you covered. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. And on average, users can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Make saving money a priority this year. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
I didn't even realize I was wasting $415 a month until I downloaded Rocket Money. I thought I had my finances under control until the app laid out all my spending and categorized it for me. Takeout, shopping, and unused subscriptions were quietly draining my account. And as a result, my savings took a backseat. But Rocket Money doesn't just tell you what you're wasting money on. It takes action to save you money. First, the app looks at your income and monthly expenses and calculates how much you can safely spend each day to stay under budget. Rocket Money also finds and cancels unwanted subscriptions for you and even negotiates better rates on your bills so you have more money in your pocket. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. It's time to simplify your finances and take control of your money. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on chumbacasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's chumbacasino.com and live the Chumba life.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Let's do the 60-second savings challenge. Step 1, download Rocket Money. Step 2, link your accounts, and see every subscription you're paying for. Tap one you don't use and cancel it. That's money back every month. Step 3, create a financial goal. $50 every paycheck, or let the app automatically move small amounts of cash when you can afford it. In a week, you'll forget you set it up. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you've saved. Bonus challenge, upload an internet or phone bill and let Rocket Money try to lower it. You only pay if they find you savings. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. Make saving money the resolution you actually keep. Start the 60-second savings challenge at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Hey, it's Bubba Wallace from 2311 Racing. You know what it feels like forever? Sitting on a plane waiting for takeoff. Good thing I've got Chumba Casino. With daily boosts and social casino games on tap, this is the kind of fun that makes time fly. Why not turbocharge your downtime? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
The holidays are expensive. You're paying for gifts, travel, decorations, food, and before you know it, you've blown way past what you were planning to spend. Don't start the new year off with bad money vibes. Download Rocket Money to stay on top of your finances. The app pulls your income, expenses, and upcoming charges into one place so you can get the clearest picture of your money. It shows how much to set aside for bills and how much is safe to spend for the month so you can spend with confidence. No guesswork needed. Get alerts before bills hit, track budgets, and see every subscription you're paying for. Rocket Money also finds extra ways to save you money by canceling subscriptions you're not using and negotiating lower bills for you. On average, Rocket Money users can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Start the year off right by taking control of your finances. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
It is Ryan Seacrest here. There was a recent social media trend which consisted of flying on a plane with no music, no movies, no entertainment. But a better trend would be going to ChumbaCasino.com. It's like having a mini social casino in your pocket. Chumba Casino has over 100 online casino-style games, all absolutely free. It's the most fun you can have online and on a plane. So grab your free welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
The number one resolution for people last year was to save more money, but nearly half gave up by February. Don't let that be you. Download Rocket Money to reach your financial goals this year. Track your spending, cut waste, and automate savings in one simple app. Rocket Money shows you all your expenses and categorizes them so you know exactly where your money's going and where you're overspending. From there, the app cuts waste by canceling your unused subscriptions and lowering your bills. No customer service needed. With that money freed up, the app will automatically set some cash aside for your goals. Whether it's an emergency fund, paying off debt, or saving for vacation, Rocket Money's got you covered. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. And on average, users can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Make saving money a priority this year. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, it's Cole Swindell. After I give everything I've got to land a perfect vocal, I usually take 5 before jumping into the next track. And I've learned exactly how to recharge in that time. Some folks grab coffee. I hit a quick good luck spin. Next thing you know, the break is just as fun as laying down the track. A better break makes for a better take. Need a break? Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus TNCs apply. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.